From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch, health, nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Pete Stoughton. The Park City High School mountain bike team has grown by leaps and bounds since we started it back in 2012. And by all measures, high school mountain biking in Utah is growing even in the smallest communities where you might not expect it. Joining us to talk about the sport and the season are Nick Sims, NICA National Interscholastic Cycling Association Development Manager and Park City High School Coach, along with head Park City Coach Chris Best, to talk about the local team and the popularity of the sport in Utah. Last weekend was a race in Vernal with 1,300 students racing. Nick and Chris, welcome to the Mountain Life.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming out. Give us a breakdown. Talk about who's on this team here in Park City. How many kids are riding? Educate all of us.
Sure. So we are at 96 riders this season. So it's grown significantly. It's been grown every year, but this year it really took off. We have a junior Devo program, which is 7th and 8th graders. They race a 3-race season, and then the high school racers race a 5-race season, and one-third is junior Devo, two-thirds is high school. So
it's pretty fantastic. A couple of us had started the team back in 2012, and it's really amazing to see how much it has grown. But I think the component I'm most excited that I'm seeing recently, stalking you guys on Facebook, primarily Nick's, is the team building and the having fun on bikes. It seems like you guys are really bringing a team together.
I mean, ultimately, that's why we ride bikes, because it's fun. You know, the racing side of things is just something that we do as well, and we are seeing that when we do rides. We do a training on Monday, a training on Tuesday, a training on Thursday. People just show up to ride bikes. It's awesome. Even the girls' side, we've seen huge growth in getting girls out, which we're bucking the national trend. Nationally, it's about 20% that we see in NICA across all the leagues in the country. In Utah is at 21%, and then Park City High is even more than that. So it's cool that we're getting girls out there, and they can throw down with the boys.
Absolutely, they can.
That's right, they can.
In fact, I saw on the Tour de Suds on Sunday, looking at the results, over 400 people, there were 300 and some men and 100 and some women. And so knowing that you're really encouraging young girls, young women to become part of it, we should see those numbers shift at the Tour de Suds in the future.
Oh, I think so. I mean, use my daughter as a perfect example. Like last year was her first year and she rode. She wasn't like super keen to do it. She's like, Dad, you can't make me go. And I'm like, well, actually, this badge that says Dad allows me to make you go.
I like that.
And she didn't want to race. But then we got her to the race and total change. She wanted to be part of the team. She's putting on the makeup and wearing the tutu. And then the other day, I'm like, you're going to training? She says, no, not tonight because I've got banned, but I want to race. I'm like, who are you? You know, where did Molly go? So it's a big change. They tell their friend that tells their friend. And
there are three regions in Utah. And so if you take that race, for example, last weekend in Vernal with 1,300 kids, is that from just one region or is that the whole state?
Yeah, that's correct. That would be just the North region.
That's huge.
Yeah, and it's we're going to see four regions next year, because if you think about 1,300 kids on a 5-mile race course, we started 8 in the morning. The last race goes up around 4:30. It's just they're at capacity. So we'll be looking at four regions next year, because right around 1,000 is probably a more manageable number for the course of the day. But yeah, 1,300s, it's a crowd.
Utah's the biggest state out of all the NICA leagues. So we're at over 4,400 kids, 2,500 coaches. It's like crazy.
And when the league first started, it was the biggest league Utah was the first year. So just to imagine now, there's over 4,000 riders, mm-hmm. perhaps, in yep. the whole state is pretty spectacular. Do you foresee it becoming a high school sport?
Like sort of a
sanctioned sport?
You know, that's obviously not a choice that we make. You know, the charter that Nike has so far, I mean, they're obviously doing it right. Mm-hmm. And so, but I've heard that's out there. You know, that's, I just don't know. But right now, Nike has got their hands full just managing the growth. I mean, it's every year, it's another 20-30% just in Utah. So we'll have to see. Yeah. But the growth, we haven't seen the end of that.
And where are we finding that this is growing? Is it just growing more in each community, or are some of these smaller towns, rural communities? You just raced in Vernal, and I was hoping we wouldn't talk about Vernal. It's a secret stash of trails.
yes,
they're
it is.
Very horrible to ride on. We Terrible. Definitely don't want to go there. is it growing in some of these smaller towns also?
Oh, definitely. And you're finding that the smaller communities, if they don't have enough to have one team, they're building these composite teams. So it might be two or three schools that can join together and get the momentum going, and then other people see it in that school and like, okay, we're big enough now that we can break away and have our own team. There's one team up north towards Bountiful, and they have 14 kids, but it's combined, and it was 7 kids last year, it's 14 kids this year. Who knows what it'll be next year? So word is out there.
Do I understand correctly, is the race not happening here that's happened every year in Round Valley? Is it not taking place?
So there are various locations.
Okay.
It's been in Round Valley. Mm-hmm. The first one this year was in Soldier Hollow. Then we went to, where do we go next?
Powder Mountain.
Powder Mountain.
Okay.
We've been to Vernal. We're off to Bear Mountain next weekend. And then the state final is down in Cedar City.
Oh, great. Talk a little bit about grit. It's called grit. That's
grit, yeah.
Having older girls mentor younger girls.
So I'll take this one because my daughter, Catherine, is the grit mentor for the team. So the grit program is just, if you look at nationally, the numbers are right around 20% girls participation. I mean, it's a hard sport, and it always has been. And so, you know, NICA recognizes this and has been putting into place a lot of programs just to encourage getting girls out riding. And it's, you know, it's really just kind of evolving on its own as to what makes, you know, what gets girls riding. And so we have girls only rides. We encourage other riders to come in and just check out the whole scene. They go out, they do their thing, they have a good time, usually ends up with ice cream or something. And they just have a good time. Yeah. It can't always be about riding. So, yeah.
And we had a tutu building night at our house. So all the girls came around and built tutus that everybody wears.
I like how you say build a tutu.
Right.
Build it.
Yeah.
So I just got to add a bit on the tutu part. Because
there's been a lot of tutu discussion here.
It is.
And no one in here is wearing a tutu. So.
What's wrong with this picture?
Exactly.
It's in the wash.
But, if you were to ask me what was my favorite memory of the season so far, it'd be watching the beginner girls go off and race in tutus. And it's, you know, I'm going to back up a little bit. You know, I met my wife through bike racing, and this has always been a hard sport. And it was really hard back then. The women really had to prove themselves. Mm-hmm. And you watch the girls now. I mean, they're strong. And they're tough, and they're confident, and they've got nothing to prove anymore. I mean, we have more 7th grade girls than boys on the team. So they go out and race in a tutu because it's fun, and I like that.
And I think that really, I think Park City has always been known for mountain biking. We've had strong mountain bikers come from Park City, Keegan Swenson. But it's interesting that the professional riders who are really standout now our female riders from Park City, Haley Batten, mm-hmm. Katie Klaus, you know, some of the younger women now who are really leaving a legacy both in Park City and nationally and internationally. So a big kudos to you guys. Do you foresee that continuing and where there's a whole separate female team?
It's working, for sure. The whole NICA program, if you look last year, Kate Courtney, who was the mountain bike world champion, she came through the Northern California NICA League, and like I said, Haley Batten, she's doing all the World Cups. So it's a program that's working, and it's only going to get bigger and better. We're building the next generation. I mean, the tagline for NICA is more kids on bikes, and look at the numbers, over 22,000 kids nationally, it's working. So it just goes to say that there could be future champions in the mix from here or North Carolina or wherever.
That's exciting. Before we let you go, and we've got just 30 seconds left, I wanted to ask you, compliment you for teaching trail etiquette. And I notice that when you pass a group or a group's coming the other way of high school mountain bikers, they're constant. You get every single one saying, have a great ride, have a good day. And it's cute and it's wonderful. And it's that 10 seconds of kindness that Charlie Sturgis from Mountain Trails talks about so often. And the kids are really employing that. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for saying that, because we do impress upon them that's important.
Yeah. Chris Best, Nick Sims, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Park City High School Mountain Biking. Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life. If you missed part of the show or want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab. We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows. Wherever you find your podcast, you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name. So look for KPCW The Mountain Life and take us with you on your next road trip or commute.